huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
The Money Podcast by best-selling author of Money, Rob Moore, dives into how to make, manage, and master money. How to know more, make more, and give more. How to save, invest, and raise money. The Money Podcast is for anyone who wants to make more money in a job, profession, or passion. For money masters and money disasters. They say money doesn't make you happy. Rob says it does.
Hi, it's Rob Moore here. At least 15 ways to sex up your offer, your product, your pitch. This is take two. So I was supposed to actually do a live stream podcast for someone. I had tech issues and I'm really pissed me off. Feel like I've let him down, even though I can't help my tech issues. This is twice this has happened to me now. Hence why this is take two of my video, because it's still bugging me in my head. Anyway, I am a professional. I've got this. So thanks for tuning in. I'm going to cover 15 ways that you can sex up your offer, your sale, your pitch, your product, your service, your pitch for business, for raising finance, for property. If you sell one-to-one or one-to-many, if you sell online on Zoom or StreamYard, or if you sell on webinars, or if you sell face-to-face, if you do public speaking, however you sell your product or service, I reckon these 15 elements, actually there's more, but some of them I batched together. And yes, welcome back to me and you. I'm going to cover those in this video. All right, great. So the first thing you need to sex up and make a really compelling offer is it needs to be new. Now, if it's not new, how do you make it look new without bullshitting people? So Apple make the phone look new. I think the 12 is coming out. It's not really much different to the 11. They put a new few features on. Let's be honest, it's pretty similar, but they do a brand new launch and they make us feel like it's a new phone, even though it's probably pretty similar. So they're probably really good at that. Now, my event coming up next Tuesday, which is how to create a compelling offer. What's new about that? Well, number one, I've never done this content on a Facebook Live event before. I've never offered content like this in outside of courses that are 1500 quid plus, and I'm doing it for 20 quid on a Facebook Live. And I'm also putting three different sections together of creating a compelling offer. These 15 elements I'm covering on this video and two other sections that I've only ever taught my master trainers and putting it into one super course. So that's how to create a compelling offer course is new. The link is tiny.cc/compelling. Okay, the second thing is you need to show people the opportunity. What is the opportunity, whether that's new or, you know, very timely or time limited, or something that is huge right now. Maybe there's the lockdown opportunity, or maybe there's the online e-commerce opportunity. But basically, people love to take opportunities. And if you can show your business model as an opportunity for them to make a change, to get a transformation, then your product's going to be sexier. What would be the opportunity on joining my How to Create a Compelling Offer course? Well, you're probably going to be able to double your sales. You could significantly more increase your sales than that, though I couldn't guarantee it. You're going to be able to take products and services that maybe have struggled since the lockdown and phoenix them and make them sexier. Carol has said, actually, it's only £16 because it's charged as $20. My bad there, you're good. Great. Okay, so the third thing is, what's unique about your product or service? Now, there are two elements of the uniqueness. Number one is unique to you, i.e. you've never offered it before. It's brand new or it's completely different. So Christina's just joined my How to Create a Compelling Offer Facebook Live course. Thank you, Christina. So, and then the other element of the uniqueness is unique to the market. And I reckon my How to Create a Compelling Offer course is unique in both elements. Can you get a course online for less than 20 quid, 16 quid, $20, which is essentially like a deep dive masterclass on how to make an offer more compelling, more sexy to help you double or triple the sales? I'm not sure that's done anywhere. I've not seen that anywhere. I've paid thousands of pounds for sales courses and influence courses and communications courses. So that hopefully makes my course unique. Of course, doing it on a Facebook Live event, I'm one of the very few people in the world to have this functionality. Normally it would be a webinar or on Udemy or something, and you know, it would be a lot more money. So what you want to make sure is your product is unique in that it's something very new and unique to what you've offered before, but unique to the marketplace as well. So that would be the cover point three and point four. Point five, what are the sexy benefits? Sexy AF. Most people's benefits are just features. They're boring, and you need to sex up the benefits of your product or service. You also need to let them know how it works. That would be point five that I'm going to cover. Point six is overcome what's stopping them. So usually what's stopping people sign up to my supporter program or my Facebook paid live events is just knowing how it works. Because let's be honest, my supporter program is what, less than £5 a month. This Facebook live event, how to create a compelling offer, is 16 quid, it's $20. So money's not going to stop you, is it? I mean, money does stop some people, or time does stop some people, or experience or desire, or will it work for them? But in reality, what would stop people on this is probably just not knowing how to sign up, or not trusting Facebook. Some people would, you know, that would be an issue for them. But the link is tiny.cc/compelling. It's really easy. You just follow the instructions on Facebook. So you've got to make sure you overcome what's stopping them. Because if you don't know what's stopping them, you could do all the selling that you like, and you could do all the features and benefits and scarcity and urgency that you like. But if there's something that you don't know about that's stopping them, they're never going to do it until that's overcome. And you've got to, you have these generic objection overcomers: time, money, will it work for me? And then you have these specific objection overcomers to the individual that you might be selling to. Okay, great. The next one, I think we're on what, point seven, is proof. Now, there's two areas of proof here. How do I know it's real, and how do I know it will work for me? So for me, with creating a compelling offer, how might I let you know that it's real or I'm real? If you look on Companies House, you can find when I registered Progressive Property, and this was January 2007. That was my first training business. Since then, I've done way more than £100 million in sales. You could probably figure that out and find that out. I've built the UK's largest property training business. That's a fact. The second largest training business. I know who they are, and I know where they're at right now. And that's definitely, I think we hit being the biggest property training company probably 6-7 years ago. Obviously, you've seen me do thousands of videos. You've probably seen that I've got many courses in public speaking, various property courses, business courses, personal development courses, social media courses, podcast courses. So hopefully there's enough proof out there. Look at all my reviews on all of the platforms. There's thousands of them. The next thing that I've got to prove to you is, will it work for you? Well, look, for 16 quid, $20, there's not much of a risk, is there, if my my online course will work for you? But if you've got a product, or you want to create a product, if you've got a business, or you want to create a business, then, you know, basically how to take your offer and sex it up and make it compelling and desirable and make people want to do it now, you know, that's likely to work, isn't it? So you've got to, and I could use case studies and social proof if that were required. Next, then, you've got to let them know that it's not their fault and who really is to blame. So what the problem that your product solves, you've got to let your users know that actually it's not their fault that they haven't become financially free, or, you know, they haven't fixed this problem. Who is to blame and how you solve that problem? Because if they feel like it's their fault, they may beat themselves up, or they might not be inclined to take you up on your product or service. All right, next element of creating a compelling offer you'll need to talk about and solve and cover in your offer is, why you? Why should they use you over your competitors? Or, this is important, over doing nothing at all? Because nothing at all is still a choice. And there are three elements of choosing why you, I believe, and that is trust, proof, and that you care. Next, then, is how do they do it? How do they get started? How do they take action? What are the next steps? So these are the operational things. Now, some people either spend all the time on the operations and none on the emotions, or all on the emotions, but people are like, yeah, I really want to do it, but I don't know what to do. What ifs? So there are many skeptical people out there, but even non-skeptical people, they'll have their doubts and concerns. So you need to overcome those. You need to think as if you're a skeptical person and overcome. So what if I can't make the date? Don't worry, you get the recording. you know, for example, which you do for my How to Create a Compelling Offer, but you can't get it afterwards. The thing with these Facebook Live events is once they're finished, that's it. They cut them. So you can't then access them and buy them later. You have to buy them before, but then you can get the recording after. That's how Facebook work it. And then the final one, there's actually three elements I'm going to weave into one. And that is scarcity, urgency, and FOMO. If people don't do it now, they'll probably never do it. So that there needs to be a limited supply. So as I said, of mine, there's 300 because I just do not want to train everybody on this and create a load of competition. That's a legitimate thing. Why would I want to do that for a few grand? It's not worth it. So scarcity is a limited number. Urgency is wanting to do it now. And then FOMO, fear of missing out, is the pain that someone feels or the consequences that they feel by not doing it and the things that they lose. So let me summarize what I covered on this live, and then hopefully you'll go and join the How to Create a Compelling Offer, How to Sex Up Your Products and Services, no matter what your product and service is and whether it's one-to-one or one-to-many and online or face-to-face. So for your compelling offer, it needs to be new. It needs to create an opportunity. It needs to be unique from what you've done before and unique to the market that the market's seen before. They need to have sexy benefits, not just features, ideally bespoke, and they need to know exactly how it works. You need objection overcomers, and you need to overcome what's stopping them, and you need to know what that is. You need proof, and they need to know that it's real, but it'll also work for them specifically. You need to let them know that it's not their fault and who is to blame. You need to encourage them to do it now and why, and let them know why they should do it now. And this is vital. They need to have the question answered. Why you? Why should I use you? And I believe that boils down to trust, proof and care. How do they actually do it? What are the next steps and what are the actions they need to take? Where do they need to click? Where do they need to go? How do they pay? How do they get started? How do they log on? All of that stuff. The what ifs. So answering those fine objections in the skeptical mind. And then scarcity, urgency, and FOMO. They are the elements of a wildly compelling, sexy offer. And I really believe this could transform your sales, especially in lockdown, where people, I think, are probably a little bit more careful with their money in most industries and probably do need more convincing than normal. So you'll need to up your game, and I'm going to help you up your game. So thanks for tuning in. I love you all. And remember this, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.